Acts 11, verse 22. Then the report about them was heard by the church that was at Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to travel as far as Antioch. Chapter 15, verse 3. When they had been sent on their way by the church. To whom do these delegates come back and report? The local church. Acts chapter 14, verse 27. After they arrived and gathered the church together, they reported everything God had done with them and that he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. See also chapter 16, verses 4 and 5. Or chapter 15, verse 4. When they arrived at Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church, the apostles and the elders. Who's making decisions? The local church. Chapter 6, verse 5. The proposal pleased the whole company, so they chose. Chapter 15, verse 22. Then the apostles and the elders with the whole church decided to select men who were among them and to send them to Antioch. What does God do? He provides elders for the local church. Chapter 14, verse 23. When they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Or chapter 20, verse 28. Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock that the Holy Spirit has appointed you to as overseers, to shepherd the church of God. The whole book of Acts centers around not just individual evangelizing and discipling, but evangelizing and discipling in the context of the local church. The story of the spread of the gospel is the story of local churches. Not just Acts. Of course, the church is a prominent actor on stage not only in the book of Acts. It plays a lead role throughout the New Testament. The majority of the New Testament letters are addressed to churches. To God's church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians 1:2. To the churches of Galatia, Galatians 1:2. To all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons, Philippians 1:1. To the church of the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 1:1. The churches greet and thank one another. Not only do I thank them, but so do all the Gentile churches, Romans 16:4. All the churches of Christ send you greetings, Romans 16:16. The churches of Asia greet you, 1 Corinthians 16:19. The apostles assume and command the Christians to gather as churches for teaching, the Lord's Supper, and mutual encouragement. 1 Corinthians 4:17, just as I teach everywhere in every church, also 7:17. Or 1 Corinthians 11:18 and 33. I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you. Therefore, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. Colossians 4:16. When this letter has been read among you, have it read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and see that you also read the letter from Laodicea. Hebrews 10:24 and 25. And let us be concerned about one another in order to promote love and good works, not staying away from our worship meetings, as some habitually do, but encouraging each other, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. The churches show concern for one another. 2 Corinthians 8:19. Titus was also appointed by the churches to accompany us with this gift that is being administered by us. 1 Corinthians 16:1-3. Now about the collection for the saints, you should do the same as I instructed the Galatian churches. On the first day of the week, each of you is to set something aside. When I arrive, I will send with letters those you recommend to carry your gracious gift to Jerusalem. The churches send missionaries and work to plant other churches. 2 Corinthians 8:23. As for our brothers, they are the messengers of the churches. Philippians 4:15. When I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you alone. 3 John verses 6-8. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God.